Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 1! Hooray!
You only get one shot.
Hello, welcome to Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 1! Yay! Not starting with that, yeah? JLS. Dick.
Good song.
Oh, no, you've referenced it again.
No, I referenced it.
This week I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan!
Let that die. Let that die.
Can't. It has to continue.
Max Smith.
Hey, hello there.
And Tom Looney.
Oh, Looney.
Looney. Looney. Nazi. Nazi. Nazi.
For people that didn't see that, Tom just did a Hitler salute.
It's just habit at the minute. In my arm just gets, you know, put it, I've been told to put it up in the air.
Let's take
anyway,
it
can we start again?
We can.
Yeah.
Because of you, Ryan.
The JLS thing.
Yeah, not cool, man. Tom, you've mentioned it.
Yep.
You've got a broken arm.
I
What's
do
got on there?
Football injury.
Wanking off the manager. Oh,
this is
me.
It. This is it.
I've got so much to show, sir.
Oh, what? Why's the... See, why's the manager of Mail, but
women can have penises too.
Yeah, true. And they can also manage football teams. Thank you for watching the Stephen Tries podcast.
We're so woke now. Well, I was actually benched on the day, so I'll come on with a point to prove.
Yeah.
Probably too fired up. I ran into someone and broke my arm.
The very old the board. That's my number.
Did you know you broke it as soon as it happened?
I thought it was a very, very bad sprain because a lump appeared straight away. So I was just like pumping it to get blood into it so I could carry on. You know, prove my point.
Yeah.
Prove my point to the manager. But then I got through the game and then afterwards, about half an hour, 45 minutes before I went to drive, I just went to go into first gear and it just couldn't do it. So I was changing gear right-handed. Had my car back for a day and a half before I...
Oh, really?
Can't drive it for a month and a half.
Wow.
You unlucky.
What you've got. Sorry.
It is unlucky.
Beautiful and philosophical and you just put it in. Unlucky. Smarmy twat.
Like that.
What were you going to say?
Just a phrase I've come up with called you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
That's incredible.
So, didn't get to say
so
it.
So cynical, aren't you? Ryan, has your look been good or not?
Has my look been good?
Well, no,
definitely not.
As you're sat there in a Jack and the Beanstalk jumper.
Yeah.
As if people are going to come up and go, oh man, I saw that show.
Has my look been good?
Oh, I was there for 1718.
Beanstalk.
No, I just thought it would be a talking point.
That's seriously why you wore it?
Nah, well,
I was
wearing a lot of the same jumpers. So, but yeah, Jack and the Beanstalk, 2019.
Where's your Ramdas one?
The tour never finished, so I didn't
Ramdas, I can't compass.
Brilliant.
Why did it never finish? Is it still going on?
Corona happened.
Oh, of all the things Corona did, stopping Ramdas from its big finale, you will rue the day.
Yeah. Gutted. Fuming.
Unlucky.
Hey!
Max.
Hello.
You were dog sitting. What was going on there?
Somebody's got a dog. They said, oh, we're going off to see Hamilton in London.
Wow.
But, you know, obviously the old pup needs somebody looking after.
Well, old pup is somewhat contradictory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Embarrass myself.
Bad start.
But you know, a lot of things happened. A lot of good things happened. A lot of bad things happened. One of them was I went into the garden, and they've got wooden stairs. And as I was walking up the stairs, one of them caved in, fell right through.
Is this one of the good things or the bad things?
I'm still thinking of that to this day. Awful stuff. The feeling of dropping, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're meant to feel safe on stairs, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't.
What was on your shoes, Max?
Dog shit. So yeah, so I had dog shit on my shirt. So I went out, I took the dog out in the garden to do its business, which I stepped in.
To do its business. There's Joe. I got my friends.
How did you step on it? One job. You've gone out there to.
Do you know what? It was actually. It was a earlier poo.
Previous poo.
I wasn't there that day.
Yeah.
You know, big garden.
Did you interrupt the Hamilton show to say, "Oi, pick up your shit"?
Drove all the way to London.
Through. You can't drive.
No.
So at least
it was a very bumpy. Experience.
Dog shit all over the pedals.
Yeah, just awful, awful stuff. Plus, you know, obviously I had Corona over Christmas.
Yeah.
Which was due to Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. I think I did start that.
You did start it. You're doing your wacky Chinese food reviews.
Yeah.
Last podcast in Christmas, you know, you sort of spread it around
I
the
was
room.
Just as gutted as you.
As I was telling Max, I didn't get it because I was pushing Ryan's head against the walls.
This is true.
Thus, beating up COVID.
Yeah.
Little tip for you there, guys.
Well done.
If you suspect anyone has it, just
punch him.
Punch him, yeah. Thanks.
Unlucky. Anyway, Max, it was also your birthday on the 1st of January.
It was, yeah. Well, incredible scenes.
You're now 29.
29, yeah. Getting up there.
Get up there, you're probably full. I mean, sort of death.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
It's a dream.
I was alluding to the wooden stairs.
Yeah, no, of course.
Of life.
Yeah.
Have you stood in dog shit metaphorically?
Not yet. Still going.
Still looking for it.
Rock bottom still to come.
Your last year of your 20s. What are you going to do?
Just do what I've always been doing, mate. Have a good time.
Ryan was a mess at your birthday.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Yeah, dance.
Fucking
really
awful.
Bad, really bad.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Wasn't until I got outside I realised how drunk I was.
Mm.
But we were just drinking cocktails like non-stop.
I was going for drink with you and I was fine.
You were.
It's because you're 7 stone, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. I don't
well,
know how much
three
I
of you. Fucking hell.
Desperate to escape that night, weren't you?
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
Paid for another session of darts.
Yeah.
I'm going to go now.
Oh, it was great, though. I'd happily go back. Can't wait.
I don't think you can after what you did.
Can't wait. What did I do?
Darts are in certain places in your body, and not cool.
I remember
that nipple piercing looks a bit weird.
I remember being quite good.
You were fucked up, baby.
If I made that up. Darts, I mean.
Yeah, you weren't.
You weren't great. Okay.
No one was like,
maybe it was just because I was on my own, it was easier. Yeah. I suppose.
you were quite shit.
You didn't win any of the games, did you?
No, I didn't win anything.
At no point did I think, well, Ryan's good.
Maybe Ryan's a threat. Maybe I had a couple of good shots.
I remember you being a joke.
Oh, really?
It was like, oh, it's brilliant. Ryan.
Other people came out to film you.
It's
a lab Bible.
Great night, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, really fun.
Really good. We wrestled in the street.
Did we?
You were trying to leave.
Kept saying,
I remember,
you were coming with us.
You were going to come for a succulent Chinese meal, Ryan.
Yeah, I was.
We got there. Table for four. Thank you.
I was very drunk. Very drunk. I apologise if it was greatly offended you all.
Not at all.
You can apologise for something else. You did another podcast on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Did you?
I did. It was
Who's booking you?
Who's fucking me? No one's. Wait, did you say fucking or booking?
Booking.
Okay.
What would it make sense?
What sort of podcast was this?
Just be very clear.
No one's fucking me.
Oh.
His name's Ross. Ross Hendry.
Didn't ask.
He just has a little podcast in Aberdeen. And
did you go up to Aberdeen?
No. It was just done on the.
Do you have a microphone?
No.
Right, it's just done. Shit, then. Quite literally. Whatever.
Just Apple headphones.
Hope you're happy, Ross. Hope you got what you wanted from Ryan. That I've never found.
If you didn't, get in touch.
Yeah.
It's been fun, though. Carry on. Not as good as. Not knowing.
It was fun.
Near. No, it was near.
Well, what was the highlight?
It was just a bit of chat, really.
Yeah.
Really? Still great.
Just asking questions about Stephen Tries and.
Are you going to be recycling any material today?
Yeah.
From that?
Stuff that you talked about with Ross.
Probably not.
It from
probably
the podcast
not.
He's done on this one.
No, I do.
Ryan! Oh, God, you did as well, didn't you? It's Ryan from Stephen Tries. Ryan!
Oh, yeah, no, I did. God, imagine.
Max.
I can imagine it.
Max,
hello.
We filmed a reaction video the other day.
Okay.
I turned to my left and saw you had grey hair. What's going on there?
29, man. I'm getting up there. I don't dye my hair as much as this fucker.
George Clooney, we call him.
Hey! Because of the actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think like George Aster?
Famous silver fox.
Such a question what I'm on about now, Ryan.
No, do you know, I didn't even know, obviously, because it's on the side of my head. I've not really looked there before, but, you know, now I know.
Let's have a tattoo.
But yeah, quite worrying, that.
Worrying, why?
Well, it just shows that you're getting old, doesn't it?
No, I mean, it's quite common to get the odd grey hair, I think.
Yeah, as you get older. Well,
Time comes for us all.
I've had grey hairs.
Really?
Yeah,
but you're getting older, though, aren't you? A baby
we're
doesn't
all getting older.
Well, you know what I mean?
Do you worry that because we've called you granddad in the past, you're now fulfilling that prophecy?
How do you think going grey would affect your look?
I guess I had the blonde highlights in for ages, didn't I? So, a bit
they
of
weren't highlights, that was just blonde.
it was a dip dye for a while.
I think, do you know what? Grey could work.
Yeah, it works for Schofield, Steve Martin.
Yeah. I hope I get like the grey streaks there first.
Yeah.
So, like Reed Fox. Richards. Yeah.
I've been getting some grey. I noticed a bit.
Really? Well, you three have had greys because I cause so much stress.
Yeah. Cause a death, Stephen tries.
Whoops. We filmed a sketch. Ryan, you went in the river.
We did. Had a great time. The river was very cold. I was more than happy to go in the river. It's when you gave me that look after I'd been in there the first time. Well, can you do it again?
I'm so sorry. I mean, I did spend about a good 2 minutes saying to Ormrod, my arm's going to come here. It's going to come here.
He did.
But you know what? I'll take the blame for that.
Was it your fault?
It wasn't, because I did say to him,
tricky
my arm's coming here. But yeah, you did it great. Both times.
Thank you.
I'd say the second fall was better as well.
Yeah. I've not seen the first one, but I can imagine.
Yeah, I think the first one was mainly shock.
Yeah.
Second one, you were slightly damp.
Yeah, knew what was coming.
That's it, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was good, though.
The best Stephen Tries River fall?
I don't know.
Why are you trying to do that to me, man?
I'm not trying to.
What the fuck are you doing? Just taking away my accomplishments.
It's just fucking content.
I'd say it's right up there, Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
That's kind of saying it, but not saying it.
You caused this.
It might be recency bias.
Yeah, could be.
You should prove me wrong.
No, you know what? I'm all right, man. I've done my time. I think it's Tom's turn.
You need this.
I think you need to do it.
No, I won't go in the river.
Yeah, you will, man.
I'll cast on, mate.
Yeah?
Can't get it wet.
Well done.
Yeah, really proud of you, mate. Ryan.
Shoes are fucked, but I've just put them in the washing machine, pillowcase, see if that sorts it out. But, you know, we don't need to hear about that.
Fuck me.
Mundane, isn't it? How's TGI's going? Have you quit?
No, not yet. Threatened to leave.
You did?
Yeah.
You're still here?
They're making us do this sort of test where we have to... But we've got quite a lot of cocktails and they're trying to test us on the exact measurements of every single one.
Yep.
And explain how to do it with like something like 37 cocktails. And I said, I've not got time to do this. I'm simply too busy. I've got another job lined up.
Well, what if it's in February?
Have you lied to try?
Wow.
Yeah, I did lie. I've got
another job. They want me to start today.
And they were like, oh, okay, right. We'll sort it. We'll try and sort it out. Well,
so they're hiring.
It's not one big exam. It's like they're just going to test us five at a time over a course of weeks.
You say so, you don't have time. Aren't they your like employers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that the only thing you do?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Hey, he does this.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, but you're not sitting time, there all week mate. Going, "What am I going to talk about on the podcast?"
Oh, maybe I am. Max. Maybe I am.
They're not going to sack you on the spot if you get a measurement wrong in an espresso martini.
This is what they kept telling me. But
you just didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of which, let's move on.
Yeah, it's fine.
Top 10 moments of the last series. Shit show. Always is. Yeah. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Move on.
Yeah. God. Good times, eh?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Some great moments, man.
Tom.
Nope.
Got some treats for you. Yeah.
Why the fuck does he get treats and I don't?
What's your language? Yeah, you like that? Yeah, you like that?
Oh wow, what is this?
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, you like that?
It's a load of shit being thrown about.
Just some lovely MyProtein garments for you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, MP.
When you're pumping in the gym.
Really want to be wearing that.
Because I'm a medium.
You're not a medium.
Yeah, medium, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Medium.
You're extra small,
welcome,
aren't
you? Yeah. They sent us some lovely garments. Nice. Thank you very much, MyProtein. Yeah. Ryan,
yeah.
You got some.
Yeah,
we're just
nice.
A MyProtein family here, aren't we?
Kind of
I won't even touch over the shitty stick, and I've got joggers. A few.
You can't be seen in MyProtein merch, can you?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't want to be.
You've got
I wouldn't want to be, mate.
You've got a very specific deal.
Yeah, man, real specific.
Yeah, man. Don't message us again.
Too fucking specific, man.
They're giving you some hush clothes, as they call
them.
Some hush clothes. A gym shower, working with anyone, like, since.
I don't know, mate. I'm a MyProtein guy.
Yeah, man.
Did
you
get through
that.
The table this time?
Yeah,
it's good.
In the news!
In the news, Boris Johnson had another party, but it wasn't his fault. One of his ministers said, as far as I can see, he was ambushed with cake. Yeah, a bit like us when Max walks in the room.
Yeah, because I'm a fat ass. Yeah, boy!
It's all right, I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
That's all right. Shut up, sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
What's going on there?
Stole my joke there. That was
I said it first.
You really didn't play back.
Cake, baby. You were talking about my birthday, weren't you? Whereas I was talking about my fat ass. Which looks great in a lovely pair of Gymshark shorts.
Yeah,
if they fit.
I found out I've got no arse.
Do you mean you found out?
What have you been wiping all these years?
Just Cameron's
comment.
Have
your test results, right?
It's when we were filming the other day and Cameron said, I've got no arse.
Well, there was no need for him to say that.
Yeah.
No.
Went home and said to Erin, I was like, have I got an arse?
And she said...
She said no.
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
It's all right, mate.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take the limelight away from you there.
That's called a joke thief. I'm glad you took the limelight away.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he needs to be punished. Just no water for the next half an hour.
Just slightly perch for
a
couple of minutes. You can't.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't
imagine the chair's lava.
Yeah.
Oh damn! This has got my fat ass to keep me buoyant. Yeah.
Good job, man.
Guys in the comments, please let us know how we can punish Max.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Please do.
Nah, it's all right.
Machine Gun Kelly got engaged to Megan Fox. Then it came out that the ring hurts when you take it off. Little spikes on the ring.
Right.
So that if she tried to take it off, it would hurt her finger. And he explained it as love hurts.
Well, I think that's absolutely awful. That's sadistic.
Do
you know the interesting thing is? So, I saw a comment saying that it's an engagement ring.
I think I do know what the interesting thing is, Max. Hence why I brought it up.
Well, I was going to. Wow. God, so tense now, isn't it?
Scumbag.
See what I mean?
I want you to be punished pronto.
No, I feel like I'm being punished with this, you know.
Should be.
No, I am
You're
being.
Refusing to go in the river.
Why don't you have a big sip of coffee to make
That's all right,
mate. Great new segment.
Go on.
What?
I'm letting you host a segment.
Oh, right. Sip the coffee. Max.
Someone's as good as Ryan Byrne.
Sip the coffee.
No.
Remember, Ryan, Max doesn't sip the coffee. Someone's going to have to sip the coffee.
Ryan, yeah. You're a hideous human being. It's not sad enough.
Ryan, if you don't down that now, this segment is going to fail.
I can't down the coffee.
Why not?
Because I can't down coffee.
You can
though.
It will shit
Ryan.
Me up. No.
Why would you buy two?
I didn't buy two.
Well, you did.
I did buy two, yes, but...
There we go. That's
a little liar.
So, yeah,
didn't know we'd done.
A joke thief, a liar.
Yeah.
And some of them was injured.
I bought two because Joe said that he would like a flat white and he's not even here today.
You could bring your arse then.
Hey!
Anyway, yeah, terrible idea to get a ring that hurts.
It's an engagement ring, which you take off before you get married.
No, you don't.
No, you keep it on.
You do.
You keep it on.
You don't.
Why would you spend that much on an engagement
ring? You keep it on, you have it.
I don't.
They have different fingers.
What do you mean? I don't.
No, it's the same finger, isn't it?
No.
No, I think it moves finger.
Yeah.
Oh, is it not the same finger?
Yeah.
I thought it was the same.
I think it's the same finger because I remember...
How many rings are you going to have on one finger?
She would have to get a wedding ring that was a certain shape because of the engagement ring.
Nah, mate.
Stays on.
And the vice you've put on the first one.
If you got married, would you wear the ring? Like,
I think people
day,
do. Yeah, I think people do.
I would refuse to.
Because my dad never wore the ring. So I just...
No, mate.
Oh, he's just out fucking
I don't think I would wear the ring.
Why?
Married. I'd wear it on the day, obviously. But I think it would be annoying having to look after. I would lose
I'm
it.
To look after.
It's on your finger. It doesn't move about.
I suppose.
Especially if you get little spikes in it. Yeah.
But I just think I would look silly with a ring. Got my nan's hands. Got tiny hands. Honestly, they're tiny. Want to compare?
Got me nan's hands.
Shut up, Ryan. Go on about your nan's hands.
He's desperate for this new segment.
Nan's hands. Nan's hands. I've got my nan's hands. What have your nan's hands been up to this week, Ryan? Let's play the audio.
I'm going to come.
Did you see that?
Yeah. I'm not shocked. If anything, it proves what we were on about last year.
I'm too busy, did you?
What have your nan's hands been up to this week?
This goes so far back. That's what I said.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke.
No, I wasn't stealing the joke. I was paying.
Whoa. I already said it. Max, what would you do to put this Tom in the
pour water in his head. Little gimp. Get the car sweat. Fucking break his other arm. Sitting it with my fat ass.
Yeah, it was real fun.
Yeah, boy. Someone who's on board with this segment.
Yeah, I love this segment. I'm really enjoying Nan's hands. That's a good segment.
It is a great segment.
Okay.
It's probably your best segment.
Yeah?
I'd say, yeah.
All right. Next week, I'll prepare my Nan's hands. Maybe not next week.
We're going to have Joe with his coffee tasting.
Back.
Unlike Ryan, Waterloo Road is returning.
Hey!
Waterloo Road.
There was a show on
on the television.
Years ago. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I used to enjoy it, but it's not been on for years, and now it's returning. So my question for you guys is, if you could bring one show back from your youth, what would it be?
Ooh.
Great question.
Come fly with
me. The Daily War Update. Love that show.
What's the one where the train comes at you? You know, it's like the first thing ever shown in cinemas.
Is it? Because
right, you're old.
That was niche.
A bit niche. Really niche.
Oh, was that niche?
Someone's the tank engine,
on that Pictures podcast, Joey's laughing it up. I love train.
No one else is. God, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't have top of my head. Funhouse.
I've not seen
that. Was good.
That what's his name? Something. Pat?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, blonde hair.
Postman.
Pat Postman. Ryan?
I was going to say Come Fly With Me. Anything with them two in it, making sketches.
Oh, my God.
A bit, if I had a jail cell with them two in it.
Yeah. Fucking bin.
Well, you can't get on TV. But
Time Team, is that still going?
What?
God.
Turtle Wipeout.
There we go, that's what I like it.
Oh, did you ever see It's a Knockout?
I think I might have seen a replay of it on Challenge.
That was quite funny.
Oh, Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah, a bit like Takeshi's Castle.
Oh, British Takeshi's Castle. I like the show, I like the premise, but I don't like the people on it. What are they thinking? What are they doing? No.
Max's Euro Round.
Max.
Hello.
The African Cup of Nations is hotting up. Your prediction of an African team to win... it's still on the cards.
I've got to say, the Nigerian team, they're really good at the moment.
Yep, very good.
Are they going to win it?
Could do.
Yeah.
They've got about as much chance as anyone else.
I debate it.
Why?
I think they're at the tournament, mate.
Yeah, got beat.
Fuck off. Nah, man. Spoilers, man.
So who's going to win? Nigeria?
Nigeria, without a doubt. They may have come out, but I think they'll get a right in.
Not in the the literal sense of lifting the trophy. You mean in everyone's eyes, they are the winners.
Yeah, of course. You know, they play the best games and they'll win in the people's eyes. They'll be the people's champion. And I know a lot about that.
Yeah. Just a bunch of losers.
Nah, man. It's my protein way of looking at things.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
It has been a long time coming. Yeah. Tom has been texting me most hours saying, have you heard this? I'll just give a brief description of what's gone on. Kim Kardashian was seen at the cinema in Staten Island with Pete Davidson. Hmm. They went on holiday together to the Bahamas. Meanwhile, Kanye West met Julia Fox on New Year's Eve and the pair have been dating since. Kanye bought the house opposite to Kim and made a song saying he's going to beat Pete Davidson's ass. After that, he wasn't allowed to go to his daughter's birthday, but Travis Scott sent him the address so he could go. Tom, what do you make of that?
It's layered, isn't it?
Obviously.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Moving on. Sort of. This just got me thinking, because obviously, you know, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are together. I don't have to tell you that. But now Kanye West is threatening to beat his bottom. Wow. Hard time with you, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
More like a bongo drum. Like that. So my question is, do we have any experiences with weird exes? You'd have to name names.
I don't have any exes.
Not you.
Oh.
As in your partner's weird ex.
Oh, sorry.
Can just be a yes or no question.
Yes, I guess, yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah!
Hey! Grow up, men.
And women.
Whoa! Dish, dish.
Dish, dish on my little fish.
Great new segment.
Yeah.
That's not new. You do that every week.
Oh, no, really?
Are you kidding me?
Play it.
Fuck.
No, do you know what? I just think, you know, the world's going in such a crazy direction that I think we could all do with a bit of growing up.
More.
You know, I sort of look at the...
sit back for this one.
You know, we got war in Afghanistan. Nigeria have apparently left the cup.
They just left.
Yeah.
We're done, man.
Like Ryan at TGI's. Oh, I've got a thing.
It's out of time for that.
Yeah, man. You know, and I look around
sort
and I think...
what I was getting at, Ryan.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Max. I just...
Might have to chip in.
Shut up and sit down.
Honest,
we have a joke
thief
that needs to be punished pronto.
I think Stephen's use of this is reflecting badly on him. It's making him seem insecure.
Ryan, you are so far across the line. You are just the scummiest person I know. Have you not seen what's happened to Tom and Max here?
I don't understand why this is happening to me. We were talking about exes.
Every time he has sex.
We were talking about exes.
Yeah. Oh. Fucking victory sit, yeah, mate. You deserve it.
Yeah, don't joke.
Never will, mate. Never will.
I don't understand.
It's not my way.
Anyway.
Oh, we got a new segment.
Hey! This is replacing headline news.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry. After I nearly got three in a row, people said it was too easy. Yeah. Me. Got a jingle for it as well. This is probably the best jingle we've ever had, by the way.
Okay.
They want to know.
Quote from.
Come on.
That's right. Who's that quote from?
One more time, y'all.
They want to know.
Quote from.
Big tune.
So I've got two, just in case one's awful.
Great attitude.
So this was, it wasn't said last week, but it was in the news last week. This is in regards to a certain Prince Andrew.
Too much detail.
Prince Andrew tried to push me in the water. He tried to push me in the moat. So I turned around and I grabbed him and he goes, "You can't touch me, I'm a royal." I said, "Well, you tried to push me in the moat, Jack. I don't give a shit who you are. You're going in the moat."
Ooh, who would be trying to slag off Prince Andrew? I'm going to think that it's Piers Morgan.
Okay.
You're for a female.
Jonathan Ross.
Notorious female.
I don't know, that girl who's accusing him.
No, it was Meatloaf.
Fair enough.
Ah, Meatloaf.
Fergie, Prince Andrew's wife, I guess.
No, Black Eyed Peas.
Okay, well, sure. She was talking to Meatloaf. Prince Andrew was getting a bit jealous and tried to push Meatloaf. When Meatloaf said, "I'm going to fucking push you in the river."
Yeah.
Not a real quote. That was just a sort of paraphrasing. Prince Andrew called his bodyguards.
Do you know what?
Really? So you got salty about it?
Yeah, yeah, real salty.
I've had a lot of time for Prince Andrew until now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Petty. Yeah.
Because you were on the fence.
I was on the fence about that. Yeah. What Ryan said. And now I'm off the fence.
Yeah.
I think you're a c-. I think Prince Andrew's a c-.
Two peas in the same fucking pod.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Should be, except the pods are cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the peas are just...
pedophiles.
Great work, you guys.
We got there, man.
Yeah. No more punishment.
Yeah. Yay, we're free.
You are fucking dead. You are getting shot at dawn.
Oh, so leaf.
Yeah, man.
Guys, I've turned over a new leaf. It is no more slagging off podcasts. We look bitter. And to be honest, it didn't have the effect I wanted. Now we're going to praise a podcast. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. This one is called Sisters in the City by Anna and Mandy Vicali. Vicali? Sorry. Great new podcast.
Oh, brilliant.
Great guys.
Yeah.
Although I did see them the other week. just yelling at a homeless person. Great to see.
Is this for a segment on the podcast or?
No, maybe it is actually.
Sisters in the City.
Yeah,
being rude to the homeless.
Time for them, but I just—it's a real worry that they did that.
Scummy move.
Yeah, I saw them at the self checkout, and they said they didn't have any bags, but they'd clearly got two from the side.
Yeah.
God.
That's at least 20p.
I mean, that's somebody's wages at Tesco.
Mm. And you're seeing this.
I saw it. I didn't want to say anything, because I was trying to praise the podcast.
Yeah. But,
It's still a good podcast.
Yeah, the podcast itself is fine, just the people in it.
But we're praising a podcast.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
But it's like, how do you separate, the art
from the artist?
The artist,
God, you're right.
Really put me with Harry Potter, that sort of thing,
Right.
Yeah. Just like the person who created it has obviously done some horrible stuff.
You don't even name them now.
No, not at all.
Right.
Kevin
Spacey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I don't think he wrote Harry Potter.
I think we crossed wires.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was their first and only guest on this podcast. He said, "Well, we can't speak to him. We won't speak to anyone."
And obviously, as you said, you had so much time for them prior to this.
They asked the questions we want to know about Kevin Spacey.
Mm. Used to really like Kevin Spacey.
You still do? You got his poster on your wall?
No. Just hop
out. You've got another pee in your pod there, mate.
Yeah.
Didn't do a Christmas video this year. Fuming.
Unless you were there with COVID, saying one thing can hear me. we have another new segment.
Hey!
This is replacing...
Reliable source.
It got to the point where people were getting 3-month bans, rightly so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, little prick.
Is it Reliable Seasonings?
Get out.
Thank you, Tom.
You sent me relief.
I think you need to step away for at least 30 seconds.
I think, yeah.
And that, I don't like that. A minute for that. Puffing and puffing. Sorry.
God, he does have no arse.
He really doesn't. I didn't know that.
Medical marvel.
It just goes in.
Joe, for someone with no arse, you're very cheeky.
Hey!
This new segment is called You Laugh, You Lose. So this week it's me who's trying to make Max, Tom...
Just Max and Tom.
Dennis the Menace when he comes back. I have 1 minute to try and make you laugh.
What do we lose? Is there some sort of forfeit?
There'll be a forfeit or a punishment that the viewers can decide. Don't laugh then.
It's just
really
hard not
that
to.
Funny what I've written. This is a little character I thought of yesterday. He's not very funny. Do you want to give him a name?
Jimmy. Jimmy Dore.
Oh, God, good luck with that.
Laughing already, mate.
Hey up, lads and lassies. I'm Jimmy Dore. And here's my song from my new album, or a selection of songs. Tell me which one you want to hear.
I just want to enjoy it.
My first debut hit, My Uncle's Sticky Keyboard. Roger Rabbit's Dirty Habit. I sold me budgie for the blowjob. And my latest tune, I'll have a packet of wine gums and a go on your tits, please.
And Jimmy Dore, everyone.
That was incredible.
Max, you survived. Yeah. Well done.
God, I'm just worried about what those comments are going to say, you know.
Should we do like a league table?
Oh, shut up, mate.
Okay, now this isn't the African Cup of Nations.
Dissect the fucking fun out of it,
mate. Just trying to think, like, you know, when it comes to the Christmas special this year, someone can get an award for winning.
That's if we're making it to Christmas.
Oh, yeah,
it's fucking January.
Oh, mate, I'm just trying to... Just trying to...
Be in the moment. Forget Christmas 2022. Only thinking about the Boxing Day sale, don't you? New Year's Day 2023.
Speaking of which, we have a little talking point.
Ooh.
It's a new year. Do you have any goals? An ambitious bunch.
I'm going to start a Twitch channel, man. It's nice to have goals, even if you're, you know.
Yeah. I really don't.
Fuck,
I think just try and enjoy myself, not get stressed.
Yeah, just.
Did you get stressed last year? Yeah.
I was quite stressed.
There's a story about you throwing a Mr. Tickle mug off your balcony.
That was.
In a moment of just like pure like rage,
just sexual rage.
You're so stressed.
Yeah. Trying to impress a lady, weren't you?
Yeah.
You think Mr. Tickle's strong? wasn't that the your partner's ex that you had an issue with, Mr. Tickle?
No. that was a very angry moment for me. Yeah, that was bad. Mm. But you know, I try not to do that anymore.
I just go and do an aggressive poo.
Yeah.
Door wide open.
Wow. Max, step into the bathroom. I need to have an angry word with you. Why'd you make it weird?
It's so weird.
How's that weird?
Let's talk about me and my partner.
Yeah. Oh, right. You know, I'm in
it's a lover's quarrel. Yeah. Why?
Mate, step out, you know.
Try and get some auditions as well for anything.
Yeah.
So for anything?
Just anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
You said you were going to act the shit out of the sketch.
Yeah. I actually thought my acting was a bit plain. a bit monotone.
Yeah.
Although Dave got a lot of praise.
He did, yeah.
Yeah,
I went in the river, but all the comments about him getting knocked on the floor. And it was a very good fall.
Yeah, really good fall.
Yeah, really good fall.
Yeah. Credit wise to you.
No, people have compared him to the train guy, Bob Mortimer's character, so Dave will be getting punished in the near future.
Another character he's stolen. God, embarrassing that.
Any New Year's resolutions? I say resolutions. We did kind of talk about this, but goals.
For me, I think try and just make more comedy. Yeah. Last year, spent it doing a script.
I just want to be better.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Right, maybe do a squat this year.
Yeah.
Why don't you try and have an ass by 2023?
There you go.
Okay, right.
That's great, yeah, that'd be good.
A couple of auditions and a big ass. Work on my ass, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You like
watch
that?
This space. Watch this
empty
ass.
Empty space.
Yeah.
Max?
Make a lot of money. Make loads of, like, insane amount of money.
You're printing money now, aren't you?
So easy, man. You just get one of those scanners.
Smith dollars.
Yeah. Retire. maybe buy a little beach hut in Marbella.
Yeah.
Just sun out the rest of my days, man.
What are you going to do with that new 20 hours a week you found then?
God, just
printing money, baby.
Yeah, I'm paying a lot of money in paper. Not a lot of people accept. Not a lot of people accept a one-sided £5 note. But you know, we'll get there. We'll get there.
One-sided.
That's a dream, baby.
Yeah.
God, gotta love a dream. Gotta love a dreamer.
Why are you printing a £5 note? The lowest denomination.
Yeah. One-sided £5.
I don't want to get caught.
Oh, I'm not going.
Accidentally handed to them.
The wrong way around. I didn't even get off the fucking ground, did it?
Spent 80 quid on printering. I did get a black and white cartridge as well. Didn't even use it. Oh, we only have yellow paper.
But no, yeah, really good stuff.
So just, you want to make a ridiculous amount of money?
Yeah, like two, like something you go, wow, that's
talking
that's
Bezos levels.
Probably more.
Yeah. Wow. And you sort of fit that, you know, the idea that billionaires just wear plain clothes and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's sort of my motto, live like a billionaire and the funds will come.
What are your top three ways in which you live like a billionaire?
Wear the same sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's
we've
like...
We've got that one. Don't
that's
worry
a classic
that.
Mentality. Yeah, so that's yeah, number one. Yeah. Number one.
Yeah, no, we've done that one three.
No, we'll have up to number four.
You know, just have have an idea that you can sell. And you sell that... People like it. You sell
it's
a lot
amazing.
Of it.
Get a great idea that you can sell, and the money just comes to you.
And wear the same thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
New Year's resolutions are different to our goals.
True. Goal is something to just aim for, isn't it?
You know? I want to be a better actor because I'm a very hammy actor.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say so.
A scale of one to Cameron is Big Chain.
We should do a serious piece.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The comedy.
I'm trying to get a show reel together.
Shut up.
Serious scene might be.
Fuck me.
I was watching this show. I was telling Max about the Reformer, something like that. It's Martin Freeman playing an angry Scouse policeman. And I was just watching it, saying they've written this for Stephen Graham. It's so obvious it's for Stephen Graham. But Martin Freeman does a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not one of those. Terrible southern actors that do a Scouse accent.
Mm. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Do this. A southern
man. Can't wait for this showreel.
have you finished editing your cooking thing together?
More or less, like, it's together. I was thinking
it's all on one floppy disk.
But it's I think it's past its time now. Might maybe bring it out Valentine's Day.
Oh, shut up.
If you want to,
is that a sexual gift for
anyone that wants
is
it?
Is it for the loners?
Anyone that wants it?
Hey, ladies. Or men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or anyone that wants it.
Tom, any resolutions?
Simplify things. Get in my head about certain things, like, you know, you probably know I'm not very good at replying to like texts and stuff.
No, not so. Kind of,
I always overcomplicate every little things. I overcomplicate them, just, and I put them off. So I'm just trying to be more.
Just get it done, yeah.
Yeah, man. I've not had a great January for it.
But well, you don't have.
Yeah, you know, I've got a broken hand. Yeah. So when I get a text, broke my hand.
You know, it makes it sound like you just sort of stressed over the text.
Yeah, no, I do. Really? I get stressed
because
over
because I've been pestering you about them headshots.
No. That's a nice way of bringing it up. You know, stressing me out, man. No, yeah, sorry. I can probably do it this week.
I've not been
tomorrow.
Maybe I'll do it today. Just do it against that wall.
Yeah. I'll speak to you after this. Yeah.
Okay. You did some lovely pictures on the green screen. What's wrong with them?
Did I?
Oh, you're so dumb. You're so fucking gone.
Jesus. Have you had a couple headshots?
No, I've never had headshots.
Your mum has.
Hey, right in the mouth. Oh, sorry. No.
Right in the...
What? Let's talk about Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Not making any of your mum jokes this season.
He was on about cum.
Yeah. I knew that.
Probably from his own penis.
Yeah.
You know,
no, not mine.
The comment he made was anything to go by.
Sure, based on. I never speak about my own penis like that.
You do, you called it a slug once.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You called it a slug once.
It's when he was dealing with the tricky tricky partner's ex. She's got my slug now. Just walk away, man. Just walk away.
Gotta feed it cabbage daily.
Please stop talking. I showed him.
Do the one where you feed it cabbage. I love that. Oh, what else does it eat?
Oh, it's hungry. It wants a strawberry lace. Oh, no, it's got sugar rush.
No, not the salt.
Fuck off. God, every fucking time.
It's a slug.
he's bringing up bar slug again.
So, any resolutions?
Be healthy. Be wealthy. Maybe every day.
Take a selfie.
Take a selfie.
Yes!
Oh. I won't hit the That's my resolution. Play it less. Here's resolution. Don't sweat the small stuff, you know.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
So easy to get wound up over little things. Grow up, Steve.
Choose happiness.
Yeah.
Choose slug penis.
I have. What a choice.
I made a choice.
As I said, don't sweat the small stuff. I'm just going to move on to my next question. It's just it came into my head. I thought, what type of person angers you the most? For me, it's Jobsworths.
Yeah,
Jobsworths.
I remember when when we were filming the F2 freestyle as the second one. Mm-hmm. We were at Power League. Sorry, we were at a place, and I wanted to move a bench a little bit, and the guy kicked off saying, "You're not moving the bench." Like, no one sat on it. Yeah, no, you're not moving it. Yeah. That's the seating area. He also wouldn't let me film for ages, so I had to fill out a form and promote Power League. Jobsworth.
Which you are doing now.
So <In a way.
laughs> any publicity.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But yeah, Jobsworths. Do you know when they're just making your life difficult? You
know? Yeah, for no reason.
Get a little bit of power. Yeah. And they just want to sort of, you know. Yeah.
It's like that policeman who fined me for riding through a red light.
Yeah.
But it was like...
I think... No.
It was like the dead of night.
You can't be driving through red lights.
I mean, I literally kind of rolled.
You're fucking Jobsworth!
It was on Deansgate
when your bike.
Cars that are only my bike.
Oh, and your bike.
Yeah, just kind of rolled through. Lights were on green to cross.
Yeah, well, people were crossing. You hit them.
No one was crossing. No one was there.
I don't care, Jobsworth. 90 years old anyway. She's almost dead. I gotta get home on time.
She's almost dead.
Yeah, 90. You know, it's close, isn't it?
Yeah, I just felt it wasn't warranted.
Who's she though?
That's so true. Who is she?
Yeah.
Who is she?
If you now get in touch.
Ryan?
Maybe like...
Don't say
spoil,
a race.
Spoil, I was going to say, but like... not, I was going to... You know, it's okay to be spoiled, but the way you act with it...
Who like, are you fucking thinking of it?
Who is she?
Entitled people.
Entitled, it's titled maybe is the word I was thinking of.
Doubt it.
certain people cross to mind and it just annoys me.
This straight white male talking about entitled people.
Oh, check your privilege.
Yes. Maybe look like a right twat.
Do it yourself, mate.
Tom.
I don't know. Kind of close-minded people. I think I don't like the way the world's going with kind of identity politics, and people are so close-minded to all.
What does identity politics mean?
Oh, just that, you know, this is my side of the line, and if you're the other side, then you're this, this, and this. Just there's a number of reasons why people come to where they are, and I think people should be more open, understanding, and
I'm not very tolerant,
empathetic. A lot of, I mean, social media and online doesn't help, because we kind of fight these battles online these days, don't we? And we have our camp, we're supported by what's around us, and vice versa. And we're very easy to divide,
so
I think,
true.
These days.
Yeah, man.
Too easy.
Facebook articles, like in the comments, it's always just people arguing with each other.
Yeah, it's mad.
It's quite addictive as well. Yeah. I'm on it, reading it all the time.
Yeah.
You ever arguing?
No, I never get involved.
Would you rather have a horrible job but be able to retire comfortably in 10 years, or have your dream job but have to work until you were 60?
Give me that horrible job.
Really?
Yeah, 10 years,
dream
man.
Dream job. I'd have the dream job.
Take the dream job. You never work a day in your life.
Yeah, that's it. And if I retire in 10 years, I won't, you know, work another day for...
Yeah, no, but I just don't see it working for you.
You could have a dream job where you work, like, one day a week.
No.
What still is working. Your dream job?
Probably reviewing, like, really nice hotels.
You could do that?
Yeah. Probably do that.
International slug.
Why slug? That wasn't needed. You could have said something really nice at International Hotel Reviewer. Said fucking slug.
International Hotel Slug.
The worst I can see is probably getting put up in, like, a 3-star hotel. Get fucked, man.
Just the staff all on their best behaviour. The international slug watching.
The international slugs.
Why am I fighting? I'll have your most expensive room. Fucking hell.
Oh, God.
It's just me travelling to try and escape you, Connor, be slug.
Trying to escape the salt.
God. Yeah, international hotel review.
Hotel was too close to the sea. Not like the sea.
I couldn't breathe in the air. Gave me lungs a tickle.
Great second channel idea.
We're travelling the world, yeah?
Max Smith main channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, could do. Don't think it'll get much traction.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just me in a hotel.
No, there's loads of stuff. You know, it goes wrong with hilarious consequences.
Yeah, that's probably if I had to pick a dream job. So that seems quite easy, doesn't it? Go to a hotel, say, yeah, traveling 5 stars.
So your dream job is one that you don't have, is really easy to you.
So easy.
Yeah, so that's it, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, growing up, I wanted to be an athlete of some sort. If I could do that now, I mean, sorry, even at 30, you know, this you can get into things.
Could I ask what the shit, if we had to pick a shit job, like the 10-year one.
The horrible job.
What would you, what are we saying is that job? That's so bad that, you know, if you were to say bar work. It's not,
something mind-numbing would be.
That's, yeah, for me, it's yeah, probably, my worst job is probably your dream job.
See, I think the worst job would be like, digging like a mass grave or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Something like really horrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, it tortures you mentally.
I did I did pot washing in a big John Lewis.
Fuck off! Fuck off! You're not coming out the back of that.
It was a huge kitchen and it was just constant.
Huge! It was a mass kitchen!
There was so many pots and it was just non-stop. Like,
at least you're busy.
Yeah, the pots but it was mind numbing. It was mind numbing.
Guys, I can speak on this. I worked at John Lewis. Please hold your gasps.
Did it for a week.
Yeah. So many pots. Those 4 shifts.
Again. Didn't Mr. Bucket had a job in a toothpaste factory? Screwing the lids on.
Mr. Bucket?
Yeah, yes. Mr. Bucket. Charlie's dad.
Charlie Bucket.
I thought it was one of the wacky characters.
Yeah, Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket.
Yeah,
more about that later. Pooping in his little toilet in his bedroom.
Mr. Bucket.
Don't have my shoes. Gotta go upstairs and get the cleaner. No.
Put human shit on my dog shit. So, hotels.
Sure.
Reviewing them.
Yeah.
I think you should try it.
I'll do it, yeah. It'd have to be a nice hotel.
Yeah.
Which I probably only know by reading other reviews. But, you know, could work.
Tom, you want to be an athlete?
Yeah, I want to compete in sport of some sort.
Darts? Golf?
Yeah, Formula One.
Yeah, golf. Formula One would be nice.
African Cup of Nations.
I've gotten quite into Formula One recently, but it seems to be a young man's game.
Right. Dream job, probably just walking on stage, say a few lines, everyone laughs.
There's been a fire, please evacuate, guys.
If I could just walk on stage and say anything and everyone just clapped, dream job.
So you could
the fire is out!
Fucking brilliant.
Half the audience burnt to death.
Yeah.
Max.
Me digging my Max grave outside. Load them up.
Gotta keep this business moving, Ryan.
Got 10 years of this.
To be fair, you've already worked at John Lewis. So.
Yeah, true.
What about yourself?
This comedy acting is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Debate you can't, if I do it.
Like, you're not that far off.
No.
Considering how far off I am to being a paid professional athlete.
Yeah, fucking true enough that.
A bit further now. That's another week.
Shit, it's moved. Surgery required.
I guess I like writing stuff, so I'd like to act in something I wrote.
Mm.
I think you could do your dream job.
Yeah, let's do it.
You could. You're injured at the moment.
I mean, you couldn't anyway.
Hey.
Job would be nice just to get into, at the very least, peak physical condition this year.
Yeah.
Just so on the football pitch, you know, at the level I'm at, I can just fucking smash it.
PPC.
Yeah.
It's time for Stephen Lyons.
Hey,
Ryan is our detective.
Yeah.
What's going on? Who's
lying?
What's the prop? What's the object?
Stephen lies.
Stephen lies.
Okay, what's the statement? Is there a stake?
People.
Oh, is that it? I just
ask him, what's yours? What's his? What's mine?
But, right, Max.
I got a head teacher's detention for showering in front of all my teachers.
Right. Tom.
No comment.
Oh, well played, sir.
Played the fifth.
I, on the first day of a new school, I set the fire alarm off as a prank.
Classic Tom messing around in school lie.
Yeah, yeah. Such a lie.
Stephen.
I wet the bed.
Okay. Max, I'm going to start with you.
Hello.
You were showering and you were caught.
So, no, so my school.
but at school, sorry.
My school.
Don't ever catch me.
Just giving it baby on.
My school famously had a swimming pool in it.
Famously.
Why was it famous?
For having a swimming pool in it. And that all the other schools had to go to use because they didn't have a swimming pool in it. Fucking chumps.
Probably because it was in Portsmouth and they just went to the sea.
No, that's insane. You'd lose all the kids out in the ocean.
Why would you go swimming in the sea?
Come on, kids. Jump in.
Oh, okay. Swimming lessons.
Anyone could be in the sea.
Found a knife in the sea once.
I'm detective here. Come to my own conclusions.
I've come to my conclusions.
Jesus. So I was in school.
Is that hat a bit tight?
Must be with that fucking fod. I was in school.
Tom, Tom.
You're taking control.
You were setting a fire alarm off.
Yep.
You naughty bastard.
Yeah, I was naughty.
Whoa,
I was actually.
I'm coming to my own conclusions.
So I was actually very naughty in school. Yeah. I got in trouble a lot doing silly things. up until about year 7 or 8, then I started to kind of just be a bit more of a, you know, I'd make comments rather than doing stuff. But so first day of a new school, it was actually moving from infant school to junior school. So technically it was a new school, but I knew the school.
You knew the walls.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of them where, like, I don't know, just you're only, I was, how old was that?
Year three, you were seven.
Seven, yeah. Oh, so we're not talking about, you know, when I'm.
Yeah.
You know, naughty teenager. I was a 7-year-old, 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, year three was the year I was the naughty boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it? Yeah. That was the year I was.
Parents divorced, though.
Didn't want to go to school, so didn't want to leave my mum. Stephen.
The taste of those.
You wet the bed?
Yeah.
When was this? Recently or?
Pervert.
Yeah. What happened?
Just having a classic wet dream, but in the sense of there was water.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm weeing in my dream. And I thought, hang on, Stephen, when you wee in your dream, aren't you weeing in your actual real life? Sometimes I don't, you know. Mm. I think last time I wet.
Very self-aware dream.
Is it
long ago?
A lot of wee or just a little bit of wee?
In my underpants, it was like that. The patch. That's an excessive amount in my books.
Fair.
Were you wearing underpants?
Read the book.
Rather than boxer shorts.
Yeah. Right. I was wearing a whatever.
Briefs.
Yeah, I'll keep it brief. Stinky briefs. Don't know whether it was sweat or piss in the sheets.
I think you're telling the truth, Stephen.
You think I pissed the bed?
I think so.
Pissy.
Yeah, I did.
Brian!
The issue there was you both told stories from years ago that you would have used in previous ones. Idiots. Reviews, most embarrassing stories or moments, whatever.
Hey!
I've got really a celebrity one because it's all just salacious claims. Hello, STP Mandem. Let me take you back to last summer. I was invited to a house party in London by some models slash dancers who attended college in the area. Long story short, the night turned sour and arguments erupted. Me and my friend were ready to leave as a certain girl I hated at the time came over to beef me. We exchanged verbal blows and I felt like I had the upper hand. This was, of course, before I fell down an entire flight of stairs in front of her. All I could do was laugh it off as my cheeks burned bright red. Definitely didn't win the argument looking back. What a tip. P.S. Tom Looney is getting a bit too crazy these days. Tell him to wind his neck in. Love from Hodge. Thank you, Hodge.
Wow.
She's kidding now.
It's he.
Hey.
This one is from Jack Brown. Once ate a rich tea, thinking it was a plain digestive lol. Embarrassing.
It's quite bad.
Cheers, Jack. Silly goose. Keep those coming in.
Silly goose.
What?
I said, was he a goose? Sort of adding to the top 10 moment there.
Max.
Hello, mate.
Got a new segment.
Yay!
You fucking ruined that moment.
Because I was involved, you spoiled it. Not nice.
No, no, mate, no, I wouldn't do
sabotage.
That, I wouldn't do that.
You saboteur.
No, it's in the beans one, he didn't laugh.
Yeah.
I did.
Say no more.
I was shocked.
Whatever. I actually got a new segment called Living to the Max.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I got my fucking way to improve people's lives, sort of help them live out their dreams.
Yeah.
Sort of like a general fix it, but without, you know, the sort of awful stuff that happened.
Sounds like a nightmare though for you, having to go.
Oh, mate, yeah, no, of course, fucking outrageous, you know. I'd rather be
since
at home.
We've mentioned the segment, you've been very, very, you know, sweary.
I sort of help people do the things that they've always wanted. Play the clip, I guess.
Please.
No, man. Please, sir, can you play the clip?
I'm moving on now.
All right.
Can't wait.
Gonna kick me out?
No, not yet, no.
Oh, God, my belly.
Hi, and welcome to Living to the Max.
Could you learn how to use a microphone, please?
Hi, and welcome to Living to the Max. Ice, sand, the jewel spout. This is one sort of bucket list, but not the one I'm looking for. No, the bucket list I'm looking for is something like a dream bucket, full of dreams. And today we've flown all the way to the Himalayas to make one little lad's dream come true.
Hello there, my name is Ryan Locke.
So, Ryan, your dream is to climb mountains, right?
100%, 100%.
Fucking original. Well, to help us out is our guide, Pedro.
Hola amigos, bienvenidos!
Hey, hey, hasta luego, amigos!
Oh, for God's sake, I'm so sorry, Pedro. And he's gone. What the fuck was that?
It's just a little prank, just a little joke.
Look, just go apologise. We need his help or we're going to go nowhere. Hey, Pedro.
¿Cómo están?
Ryan wants to apologise.
What do you want me to say?
Just look him in the eye and say sorry.
Start with the wonky eye. It's really throwing me off.
Oh, for God's sake, Ryan, you idiot. He's gone again. Fuck it, let's just go. We don't need a guide anyway. He's just walking up there, right? Come on. So it's been 5 hours and we finally made it to base camp. Let's check in with Ryan.
Ryan!
And see what he's all about. So apart from mountains, what are you a fan of?
Ritual killings and HIV.
Jesus Christ, what else?
Do you know, I've listened to a couple of episodes of That's Pictures podcast.
Oh God, go back to ritual killings.
I've seen some crazy shit.
Right, I'm done. I can't sit around and talk about ritual killings anymore.
What better way to enforce some rules and power?
You're scaring me, Ryan.
Ryan!
Hello? Hello? Oh, thank God he's dead. And that's another episode of Living to the Max, where we help you tick off your bucket list.
Wow, it's on CBeebies.
Yeah, CBeebies. Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Prime time.
I didn't think there'd be as much ritual killings if it's on CBeebies.
No, do you know what? That's a crazy thing, isn't it? But they sort of allow anything these days.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Do you know what? Have you watched CBeebies recently?
Yep. Just like that. The rug was pulled from under his feet.
No, man. Ryan shouted so loud he caused an avalanche.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought it was bubbles.
Yeah, it wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Person on a Big Brother called Bubble.
Yeah.
Got the Guinness World Record for eating sweet corn all that time.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? You also said that was another episode. Have we missed a lot to catch up?
No, do you know what? There was a pilot episode, which you might hear in the future.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Max, are you going to get it or something like that?
Yeah, I probably will. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. So, Ryan, what are you up to this evening?
Not a whole lot, to be honest.
Don't be honest.
I'm going out for lunch after this.
Cheers for the invite.
Somebody's at lunch!
Hello?
I'm not sure we did.
Hello, mate!
All right.
Hello, guys and gals!
Welcome to show. Today we're really. Sorry. What are you doing?
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Who the fuck are you?
Fuck off, you nosy four-eyed twat.
Go. Go on.
Fucking awful.
Embarrassing.
I know.
The state of that vest as well. Hideous.
No.
Proper hideous.
No. Smells.
Stinky. Thanks for saying that, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
The waft that just he walked in. Yeah. Do you know, like juice from a bin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that. Instantly.
Never would have stopped.
Into our nostrils.
What a rotter.
Hey, here he is.
Hello, guys. You're right.
Did you find whatever you were looking for?
I don't remember.
The pilot episode of.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. No. Being censored.
I see BBs.
Yeah.
You don't expect that?
Not at all. Scum.
So maybe you could work on uncensoring that.
Yeah, probably. Next week.
Yeah, it's another layer.
Yeah. That's a dream, isn't
it? Why was it censored?
I love my layers.
Let's have Ryan's segment, but it's a different one.
Oh.
And Ryan, I have gone to the extent of giving you a jingle.
Oh, yes. Right. Don't block me.
What the fuck are you doing, you plum?
Sorry. Just...
Tom, could you please put your chair in the corner and face the wall for this?
Oh, please. Come on. Wow. I'm injured. I'm very sick.
Turn
around.
Get out.
Someone's ready. I'll just angle myself.
I had to literally leave.
This is Ryan's buy-in, but it could be anything, really.
Yeah.
It's a great jingle.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off! Send the drinking age off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field!
That's you, Ryan.
Yep. This is a list of things I hate about Stephen.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
Okay, now. I'm
just going to put that on my list. I hate the time you hit me on the head with a condom. Stephen, I hate...
What was that?
When we were talking about the Stephen lies with shagging my mum. I hate the time you spit water at me. I hate the time you hit me in the head with Mo Salah. You hit me in the funny bone. You've hit me on the foreheads. You've spat on my foreheads.
With water.
You punched me in the face.
Also, I wasn't aiming for your forehead. It just sort of went.
You made me dress up as an elf and walk around Media City looking for a big
involved.
Opportunity. Yeah.
Really
you've claimed to have shagged my mum.
So have you.
Time you pushed me into a cupboard.
Twice, I've done that twice.
Yeah.
It's funny the second time.
Antibacterial hand gel in my hair.
Empty bag. Well, you know what? It's better to be safe than sorry.
Definitely. Yeah. Hair was riddled.
Yeah.
Those nits haven't been back.
Yeah.
You're welcome. And that's just a few of those things. That list is going to grow.
That's not very optimistic, is it?
Yeah.
That's the end of my segment. I hope you enjoyed it.
We'll be the judge of it. Got one more minute to fill, Ryan.
I hate your hair.
Wow, jealous.
I hate your quick comebacks.
This is just sad now.
Yeah, I don't like this.
You're being nice about it as well. Pathetic.
Just go for the jugular, man.
You're going to go down that road.
Go. Fucking go for him. There's your opportunity. He's given you an opportunity.
I hate your friend Max.
I mean, hey.
What the fuck,
I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
Friend?
That's my segment! Hey! Ryan's crying!
Could you turn your chair the other way, please?
Okay, everyone's crying after that shit. I'm the only one that's done well this episode.
Episodes will get better.
God.
It's now time for Tom Looney.
Looney! 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 Looney!
Oh, have I got a treat for you guys?
Go on, Tom. What wacky stuff have you got for 2022?
Oh, I'm starting this off in true fucking fashion.
Yeah?
The most typical British traits, as voted by the public. The British public. This is, so see if you agree with these.
Is this your own poll?
No, it's a poll I found.
Oh, right.
Poll I found, thought it was really interesting, thought it'd be nice to share.
Yeah. Just share the web address.
People see themselves. Don't know, it's not on here, mate.
Imagine what you find at 5 a.m. it seems.
Yeah, I mean it was at 5 a.m. At 5 a.m. it was the world's most dangerous snakes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just got a bit,
Ryan,
got a bit
that
wordy.
Segment.
Yeah, man.
Wordy. Yeah.
Okay, now.
See if you relate to any of these. Number 10, with 13% of the vote, barbecues in the rain. Ever had a barbecue in the rain, Max?
No. In the rain.
Good. Cool. joint 8th is the British stiff upper lip and binge drinking.
I thought binge drinking would be higher.
Yeah.
Or lower, should I say.
Yeah.
My stiff upper lip.
What do you mean by stiff?
A stiff upper lip is like just kind of...
Snobbery.
What? No.
Yeah.
It's like...
Is it stubbornness?
It's taking it in your stride. It's not letting things, you know...
No.
Yeah, don't show that you've...
Right, no, wrong. That's wrong.
Something like that, anyway. Yeah, seven, moaning. Moaning. I like to moan, to be fair.
Yeah, man. Just think I don't moan about me.
Politeness, chivalry and manners. 26% of people think that's the most British thing.
Thank you.
I don't think it is. You meet some right twats.
Yeah. 29% is the British sense of humour. We are quite ruthless.
Yeah, man.
Like other
people,
like, you know, non-British people sometimes think we're a bit mean to each other.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Number three, out of tea making.
Tea making.
Yeah. I don't really make tea.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I think people like to think that the art of tea making is British, but just like
the art of stir fry making.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know how to make a good cup of tea, do you? I don't know.
Put a bag in a bit of hot water.
This is it, mate. It's fucking very easy.
You need the tea bag to brew.
Do you want to face the wall?
I've moved on from that, Ryan. We're on number two now. Queuing.
Oh, such a cliche.
I mean, it's such a cliche. The top ones are so fucking.
Well, they're cliche for a reason, you know.
Do you know what a lot of the moaning is about
all over
queuing.
The fucking world, you know, and it's kind
everyone.
Of, yeah.
America has queues.
It's pretty commonplace.
Yeah, I said it.
You know, if you get somewhere, I expect to be like served or seen to before the person who arrives after me.
Longest queue I've been in, I felt like the longest was in America after an NFL game.
Yeah.
Hours in the rain.
What are you queuing for?
To get out.
Get home, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well. Fucking hell.
Think on.
Just gone.
Do you know, so can you guess what took a whopping 47% of the vote?
Incest.
There it is.
Is it?
The most British thing.
What? Incest?
I thought it was just our family.
I feel proper British after this. Yeah. Bit rumpy bumpy.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, man.
No, racist.
Why?
What?
Like actual incest?
No, it's not incest. It's
the rain.
Hooliganism.
The weather.
It's talking about the weather.
Oh, what are we like, eh?
Yeah.
Should be a new segment on our podcast.
Yeah,
man.
Weather. I mean,
raining,
next week,
raining fun of
maybe we'll be looking at the world's most dangerous reptiles.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure I do that one right, though. Yeah. Fucking snake in the grass, eh?
Hey, you keep facing that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slithery.
It's now time for Put It To The Max.
Hey!
Put it to the max.
To Stephen and the lads.
Yeah, I love that start.
Yep. Need some advice and I need it quick. So I've emailed. I met my best friend at school and we used to hang out on the reg. Sadly though, since COVID and lockdown have begun, I saw him less and less. And he stopped responding to my texts and messages.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to get him back in my life. Any ideas? Love the pod. Hate the FOD. Down with Ryan.
He said, down with Ryan.
He said, love the pod. Hate the FOD.
Yeah. It's too big.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So the friendship has fallen to the wayside because of COVID.
Yeah man.
Weren't that close, clearly.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people would have been, you know, gaming, because they're not in school really and they don't have as much to do.
No.
So they got more chance to, you know, zoom each other, play on the same console, chat to each other,
a lot of chatting
FaceTime,
going on
a little bit of FT.
I find that maintaining relationships has been more of a conscious thing I've had to do during lockdown, because
100%.
You know, a month can just pass by and like there's just nothing.
No man,
it's just nothing, you know. But it should be getting better now, obviously.
Yeah, things are opening up.
But
life's returning to the streets.
Yeah, it's understanding, you know, people may be feeling a bit jaded.
I guess the mental health of the friends, maybe it's just sort of...
Reach out. Reach out.
Oh, God, is everything okay, Max?
Yeah, everything's fine.
It's a load off my mind. I've done my bit. Hey! Like a dog.
Or a snake.
Trying to bite,
A venomous snake.
We should just do stuff like that in the... And you can count how many girlfriends you've got. I realised the other day that I used to pride myself on how I never got caught in Kiss Chase. Don't mean no one was going after me. I'm so elusive for a little fat kid.
Day number 365.
These Clark shoes are doing the business.
I'm over here. I said I'm over here.
I'm just walking, they still can't get me. Sad.
Yeah, no, it's sad.
Yeah.
Cheers. Do you ever play Kiss Chase?
I don't think so.
Kiss myself.
Chase and Kiss.
Yeah. God.
We used to play it, but I used to get kissed on the shoulder. I didn't
want to
kiss my face because it was covered in spots.
So
she got caught. What year were you in?
Fucking grim.
Year 6.
Kiss Chase
face,
in year
so.
6.
It could still be pizza face in year 6.
I mean, that's a year before high school you were playing Kiss Chase.
And you was probably... Oh, yeah. Sorry. No.
Year 6.
Can't have been year 6. Oh. You're quite old.
You went back to primary to play it.
Remember me, guys?
Kiss Chase champion, baby.
Now it's my turn to kiss.
Smearing the soul. Yeah, just turn up unannounced.
Yeah, I'd say.
Or
just call him.
Just play out, play in his front garden, make him jealous.
It's the final
question.
Already? Already?
Yeah, boy.
What were you saving?
In a bag of Revels, which one don't you like?
Raisin.
No, it's just pretending.
Coffee one.
Coffee's coffee best one, mate.
I like the coffee one.
I like the coffee one.
Yeah.
Is there a biscuit in Malteser? That's my least favourite. Not like really?
Malteser. I'd get Malteser if I wanted that.
Yes.
Fucking bang. Preach it.
Yeah, preach not it.
Get coffee not if I wanted coffee flavoured stuff.
Yeah, I don't like the caramel one.
I just don't like Revels in general, to be honest.
Because I often think they're raisins. And I like the raisins. Mm.
They've had their day, really, Revels, haven't they?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah, they've peaked.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
If you could give your best friend a tattoo in their sleep, what would you wink them with?
Ooh.
I say we go either this way or this way and we do the person to our left or right.
Just maybe have like my protein on your neck.
Oh, yeah, man.
On your chest. My protein. Hashtag my protein.
However, I believe that the appeal of, taking the people's champion from Gymshark.
Yeah.
Because there's no contract there.
Yeah.
They
could
just come in and swipe for Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't already.
No, that's so true.
Mm. But they could do that. And then, old Quim Shark would crumble.
Yeah. Or a shark, a big shark on your arm.
Again, I'd just say this out to put down to Gymshark and then it would work for me.
Yeah.
Brilliant, aren't you?
Yeah.
So thank you.
But it didn't have to be horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might yeah.
Get on your forehead as well.
As well.
Not as much
as
space on yours, mate.
Right, smaller then.
You can fucking write T. Ryan on yours.
Yeah, good one.
Fucking whole paragraph on there.
I could write Max's on my forehead.
You can. Yeah, you win. Yeah, you win if you do that.
For Tom, I'd get. I think the best thing to get for you would be maybe on your arm there, just get like a blessed. You know, something so cringy. Speedo. The word speedo. just on there. On your stomach. There.
With an arrow pointing down.
No.
Just speedo.
Yeah.
Better.
The S is very small.
Not bad.
Which one am I getting?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Just
fucking
nice.
Give it to him.
Nah, mate.
Fucking
I'm not
give
like
it
that.
To him,
I'm
raw,
like
mate.
That.
You'd have to just face the wrath of him.
Yeah. Just fucking get the one.
Wow.
Just something. Probably like some flowers.
It's pretty bad to be fair. What is it going to be?
Just like a tin of roses.
Yeah.
There'll be flowers and there'll be a headstone and Stephen.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you want to imagine you're walking onto a stage to try and make us all clap?
Yeah.
Go on.
Okay. I'm off stage.
Oh, should we do another Laugh You Lose?
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Get the timer ready.
Is Ryan there? Okay.
Yeah.
Hello there. Welcome to Ryan Locke's Secrets. Welcome to Ryan Locke Sea Creatures. This is an impression of a seahorse. This is an impression of a crab. This is an impression of a slug.
Put it in.
A little slug.
A little worm,
a little wet slug. Crawling around the sand.
We're getting off on this.
Yeah. That'll be a wet slug than a dry slug, to be fair.
A wet slug crawling into my mouth.
He's trapped. Yeah.
So what slugs on the
sucking
sand?
Dry. He's not wet anymore.
Sea slug.
Quite big.
Anybody, anything on your mind?
Hey, you guys.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
get out.
I really practically am.
Get out. Thanks for watching, guys.
Cheers.
Been joined by, you're welcome. Joined by Max Smith.
Yeah.
Tom Looney.
Yeah.
Ryan Locke in the back there.
Got me as well.
Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.